Borough police say on Sunday afternoon Jones had called them to his property concerning a dispute over some open burning by workers from a nearby processor. Police say the radio messages from the chief were coming in broken and incomplete, and that Jones collapsed within 15 seconds of an officer arriving on scene. CPR was performed for an hour to no avail. Jeff Swanson, a fellow firefighter and pastor of the Hilltop Christian Fellowship Church in Naknek, has known Steve Jones and his family for a decade.
Steve was a family man, good family. Quite a bit of his family lives here in Naknek. He's also a fisherman, set net fisherman up the beach. Very involved on a lot of community things on various boards in the community, and has been for many, many years a volunteer fireman and in leadership roles with the fire department for the last number of years as well.
Jones's sudden, unexpected death hit the volunteer fire department hard, and Swanson says left the community in quite a bit of shock Monday.
There's kind of a sadness around the community I've noticed through the day, you know, just because of, you know, this being a prominent family in our community and a friend to an awful lot of people in our community and very involved in our community. So there's just a sadness, a real sense of loss today.
Jones was tapped for the role of volunteer fire chief in part because of his leadership skills and dedication to the duty. Volunteer firefighters respond to calls for service, be it fire or medical, at all hours and in all weather. Swanson says Jones exemplified the character it takes to be ready to serve others and perhaps do so by going into harm's way.
I would say so for sure. Yeah, a man of character, a man of courage. He's a servant and wanted to serve his community and has done so, like I mentioned, in many capacities on boards and on the volunteer fire department for all these years. And you're right, you know, there's a commitment there to be basically on call 24/7 for whatever might come, not only fire calls, but also medical calls as well. Steve's been on dozens or hundreds of those over these many years.
Steve Jones leaves behind a wife and four children and a number of grandkids. He was 54 years old. Authorities did not release a cause of death, but the medical examiner released the body to next of kin on Sunday. A funeral service is being planned for this weekend. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.